Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Orion Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AIRRF. We are chatting with the CEO, Maddie Talica. We are going to get an update here broadly on some recent news that has come out of Orion. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the company is focused in Finland. Two projects that are both 100% owned by the company, as well as a JV with B2 Gold. This is the project that we're going to focus on because that's where the most recent news came out. December 9th. The company announced that the joint venture extended the strike length of the Kutavorma Ikkari discovery. We are going to be calling this the Helmi discovery to 1.3 kilometers. Now, Maddie, can you start off, please, by just explaining the location of this Helmi discovery and how it relates to some of the other targets and discoveries that have been made also around this area, please?
Hello, Corinne, Shad, and thanks for having me in your show again. Yes, in terms of these results, once again, we got some exciting results from the joint venture with B2 Gold in an area where we now call Helmi Discovery. And the Helmi Discovery, it covers the strike extents of, let's say, 2 kilometers between Ikkari Discovery previously announced and also Kutuvoima East target area, which were previously named after the permit names, but now we call it Helmi Discovery, and Helmi actually means pearl in English. You know, with the recent results, they extended the strike length of the mineralized corridor to over 1.3 kilometers. So we are starting to see potential for gold-bearing system of significant scale here. And of these 9 holes drilled so far, 8 of those intersected zones of gold mineralization with many broad intervals of consistent gold grades close to the surface. And the style of the mineralization here, what we have encountered seems to be consistent with the previous observations within this trend, what we've been drilling, but also on the other side of the border at the Ikkari mineralized system.
Well, Maddie, as you have mentioned, that if Helmi means pearl, and you've had all these holes hit, maybe it's a string of pearls, but you've had a lot of these step-out holes out of these 9 initial holes that you did. These were first pass drilling, and a lot of the step-outs were 350 meters, pretty wide step-outs. Is there a plan to go back and drill in between these now and fill it in a little bit, or is the plan just to keep going along strike and see how far the trend extends?
Yes, so the 6 widely spaced hole for which the results were released last week, they were drilled in September. And that was before we had information on the identification of the mineralized source in the first 3 holes. So these 6 holes tested various geological and geophysical targets along this structural corridor that is, you know, interpreted to extend at least 8 kilometers within our joint venture property from the Ikkari discovery all the way to the Kutuvoima test pit. And the majority of this corridor remains untested. Since we completed these 9 holes, we moved further to the west, and we have now completed 5.2 kilometers of drilling, and we are waiting assay results for 11 more holes, which are then, let's say, along a strike and a kilometer or so closer to this initial Helmi discovery.
So, Maddie, can you help explain and even compare how some of these results, which we broadly saw near surface results over some wide widths, 36 meters, even up to a little over 50 meters with grade, let's say around 1 gram per ton gold. We did have a 1.29 gram per ton, a 3 gram per ton. That was over a bit narrower of an intersect. How are these grades all comparing to past drilling in terms of what you're seeing at this target area, please?
The beautiful thing what we've seen so far is the consistency of the structure, the alteration, and the mineralization. So, as I mentioned, 8 out of the 9 holes so far drilled along this 1.3, 1.4 kilometer strike length have intervals of consistent gold grades. And we seem to have fairly consistent gold mineralized system, as we've seen in the neighbor ground as well. And that is very encouraging, consisting that When you have coherent units of mineralized zones, you can start generating tonnages and ounces very efficiently as we've seen with Ikkari, you know, with only 36,000 meters of drilling, they have been able to define the resource of 4 million ounces at very, very rapid pace. So the beautiful thing with this type of mineralization is that they are consistent. They tend to be consistent, and they tend to be broad zones of mineralization as well.
Well, Maddie, for people that may be just now following along with the story for the first time or just trying to catch up on the story after having looked at it in the past and seeing all this activity now with the Helmi target and with B2 Gold and this joint venture, could you walk investors through the actual agreement between Orion and B2 Gold and how the funding will work and what percentage of ownership each company will retain?
Yes, sure. So B2 Gold has now earned 70% interest in the joint venture by investing 15 million Canadian. And recently, B2 Gold elected not to sole fund the exploration for additional 5% ownership, as it would have required a completion of a feasibility study. This was an anticipated decision, considering that the expenditure requirement to complete a feasibility study would be very, very sizable. And we are very happy to own 30% in the joint venture, as we consider that the new discovery and very good potential for further discoveries can generate significant value at reasonable expenditure, as our neighbors, I already mentioned, have demonstrated. And we have the working capital to contribute our portion of the expenditure as well.
So, Maddie, can you just recap quickly the drill results? I believe 11 holes still to be released from around this discovery. Can you give us a little bit more info on those and when you expect those to be returned from the assay lab?
Yes, that's correct. So 11 holes of the 20-hole program, we are still waiting assays for those, and we do expect the results to be available early next year.
Well, Maddie, let's shift things over to another news release you put out about a month ago, and that was on the definitive agreement that you have with Kinross. It's an option agreement they have at your South Skyra property. Could you walk us through the details of that and how that is going with Kinross on that particular property?
Yeah, so the Silas Kara property, that is a greenfield opportunity. It is located approximately 30 kilometers northwest from Magnitogorsk Kittilä mine. The property, it covers over 50 square kilometers along a previously unexplored area along the Hanhima geozone. And the Hanhima geozone hosts several recent gold discoveries that are currently being explored by Agnico and S2 Resources. Under the terms of the agreement, Kinross can earn 70% interest in the property by incurring $5 million US in exploration expenditures. And this is the early days now, and now we are planning the activities for the upcoming season.
Okay, so we will follow up when, I guess you get some more information on some more definitive plans there. The company also has Kinross as a shareholder, just under 10%, and the company raised money, closing a private placement for almost $17 million Canadian at the tail end of November. Can you take us through, Maddie, what these funds, the almost $17 million, are going to be used for to help advance the company into next year, please?
Yeah, so on 25th of November, we completed the financing for a total proceeds of approximately $16.7 million. These common shares, they were issued at the price of 90 cents without warrant, except limited amount of broker warrants. And I'd like to just add that we greatly appreciate all our investors. We were pleased to see that the financing was participated by many of our existing shareholders, as well as new sophisticated investors. And as you mentioned, we are pleased to see that Kinross used their pro rata right to maintain their 9.98% ownership. Now our current working capital position, we had $10.7 million at the end of September, and now adding $16.7 million. So this working capital position enables us to continue systematic exploration in an area that we believe that gold camp is shaping up at a rapid pace. And now this working capital, it will be used in our sole 100% owned properties, as well as to contribute to the joint venture as joint venture with B2 Gold.
Yeah, Matty, it's nice to see the company cashed up and that you have the war chest cashed up to be able to do these various drill programs, and that you've got two solid partners with both B2 Gold and with Kinross now. But you mentioned those 100% owned properties. One of the properties it'd be nice to get an update on is your 100% owned Reste project. What kind of exploration do you have planned for that as we move into 2022?
Yes, so actually we started to drill at our 100% owned Amorusco high-grade prospect in early September following the completion of a blasting match road we built there that enables access to many drill sites using track-mounted rig. And we are still drilling actually at the Reste property. So we were hoping to be able to provide results and update in December, but unfortunately, the turnaround times from the labs, they have been extensive, to say at least. And now we expect to receive results early next year, so we can keep on providing updates then. We also have a base of till sampling program ongoing within our 100% owned properties, and we are targeting previously identified gold anomalies, as well as we are expanding sampling to areas that had never been explored before. And, you know, the exploration programs we've had during this year, they have generated lots of valuable information that will support our planning of the next steps. At Amorusco, we have expanded the envelope of mineralization by identifying new parallel gold-bearing structures. And we have also extended the gold-bearing structures in several lithologies. And in terms of the regional programs, we have clearly seen that many previously unexplored areas are prospective for gold. And the concept how Ikkari and Helmi discovery have been made can be applied along the prospective domain boundaries that extend tens of kilometers within our own properties, as well as significant strikes within the joint venture property as well.
All right, Matty, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will follow up as the company gets additional assay results back. You're not alone, Matty, in the fact that all the assay labs really globally seem to be backed up, but there will be a lot of news, it sounds like, coming early on in the new year. So we'll be on top of it, and we'll have you back on the show. Matty, I appreciate the time today. Thank you for the update.
Hey, many thanks, Corey and Shad. I'd like to wish to you and your listeners safe and happy holidays.